We're just going to do it this way. Do your headphones work? Are they delayed?
They were delayed, but now they don't hear anything.
Let's try this. Okay. Does that work? Nope. Still the delay. Here we go. I think we fixed it, folks. I think we've made another grand entrance. This is Don with the Don and Wynn Show, and Wynn will not be here tonight. He actually is on a flight, so he's going to miss the Don and Wynn Show tonight. He's going to have to catch it on the archives like the rest of you. You know, we have a special treat tonight, people. We have Wynn Freeze, girlfriend X or Y?
Well, you might call me Friend Y.
Friend Y. Terry is her name. Welcome, Terry. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. I've listened to you off and on for a long time now.
Oh, you're a regular.
Yes. And uh-oh. I was even on one night. I walked up to Wynn's car, and he was doing the show, and I didn't realize it. And he put the mic on me and said, say hello to the audience.
You know, that's Wynn. He's as bizarre as I am.
Yes, he's very spontaneous.
He is. Well, welcome, Terry. You know, I appreciate you being here. I've always really had a soft spot in my heart for you, as you know, because we've spoken numerous times before. And I love you. And no doubt
thank
about
you.
It. So it's thank
mutual.
You.
You get a chance to hear some stories tonight that you wouldn't have heard, probably never.
You know, that's probably for the best. The reason I say that is because Seth, who is a new employee here with BBS Radio, and I, we're going to launch the Bitching Hour.
Really?
Yep. We were actually going to let people know that we're going to have a new program commandeered and commandeered by Seth Hendrick called The Bitching Hour, where people can call in and bitch, you know. Hey, you got 2 minutes to just bitch your head off. We're uncensored. Go nuts, pal. You're already nuts. 2 minutes. And
you
then
know,
let them bitch. You know, they're probably upset that the archives are never up on time, so they could call in and say, you know, you guys really bite. And, you know, they would have a right to do that on the Bitching Hour. And we were going to launch that Mondays at 9 p.m. With Seth Hendrick, the new and fandangled employee of BBS Radio.
I think you're on to something, Don. Because
you like it?
Yeah, I love it. If you take a look at the world, you take a look at the news, you take a look at the radio, the talk shows, that's all they talk about are problems and issues that people are having. I mean, that's the big thing.
That's right. I'd just be one of the mill, wouldn't I? But in this
yes.
case, we would bring the bitchers and then allow them to feel the whole spectrum that BBS Radio is. See, you bring them in on the wave, and you just kind of spread them out. So they get a full feeling for, you know, what we're all about. But it would, you know, allowing people to vent is a great way to go.
Yes, you'll have a lot of people.
Bitching.
Except some of the people you might not want on there.
You know, anybody who bitches, I don't want on there. But I'm going to let them on for 2 minutes.
Oh,
scream
that's a good
bloody
idea.
Head
yes.
Terry, I've been wanting to ask you this in particular because, there's been a lot of synchronicities lately for many people out in the audience, I'm sure, because the energies are ripe for it. And we're all, and especially those who are tuning in, are aware enough to sense that a lot of things are happening at a very quick pace, and a lot of things are manifesting quicker, and energies are moving faster, and that's the same thing's been happening with us, and we have a wonderful new employee. I got to tell you, folks, you know, I'm usually not this impressed, but the fella's name was Seth Hendrick, And I just wanted you to maybe give him a sort of a reading. So he, because he is, folks, he is the guy who prove it. But he is the most humorous, wonderful, open-minded man in the world. Now, you there's a whole conundrum there, a whole polar opposite, the way I look at things. But his mind is more open than mine, and yet he'll only believe it if you can show it to him. So I thought, if he spoke with you, that would be a great chance for him to get an understanding of who he might be. And I'd like to know, only because he has a very... I asked for one employee. I let it out there, and I meditated on it, and I asked. And I said, I want one person who can do this. And I'll tell you, I put it in the paper, and I had 40 calls before on a different kind of an ad. And I put it in the paper, I got one call. It was by this fella. And he walked in, and it was instant BBS on him. I knew it. But, hey, you ready to go? This is the guy actually Wynn channeled the other week. Wynn thought he couldn't channel. So we just proved he could channel Seth. He says, I can't channel Seth. Maybe one of my girlfriends can. And then I got him on the air, and I told him he could channel Seth, and he did. He was amazing.
When Wynn channeled Seth, the one that came through Jim Roberts, are you talking of that, or are you talking about your employee?
Well, that's who I was talking about. I don't know who he was channeling.
Well, he's got a great name, because Seth was he was the one that came through Jane Roberts, and there is a number of books that are channeled through Seth. And at one point, Wynn and I channeled Seth, and it was one of the most amazing experiences of my life to be able to channel Seth. This is the Seth that came through Jane Roberts.
Well, I realize that Seth is quite an ancient name, and it's a very powerful name. But why don't you explain? In fact, we have Seth here. Seth, say hi.
Hi.
Seth is there right now?
I'm here. Can you hear me? Hi, Terry. This is Seth.
Hello.
It's nice to finally meet you.
Well, during this pause, I will tell you a little bit what happened when I channeled Seth. Seth was doing something else on the other side, and he came through, and he indicated he didn't have much time. He had to get back to what he was doing. So Wynn asked the question, what was it about Wynn and I that was different from Seth that we could learn from? The biggest thing. And Seth started to laugh, and he said, the biggest thing was that Wynn and myself were so fixed into this dimension, in this environment, that we couldn't move back and forth. And he gracefully moved into our space, and then he gracefully moved back out, and he was able to change environments with total grace and entrance and exit seamlessly. Now, Dan, are you there?
I am here, of course. I'm always here.
Okay.
Hey, Seth.
Yeah?
What do you think of that, man?
Sounds amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
And I believe it. That's the truth.
I want to learn more about this, Seth.
Can Seth get on? I don't hear him.
Seth isn't speaking close enough to the mic, I don't think. Or is he?
I don't know.
Put your mouth right into that piece.
How's my volume now?
Still low.
Can you increase the gain?
We can't hear him. Is he being heard on the radio?
Oh, I think we got it now. Okay, Seth, talk away.
Okay, how's this?
Oh, that's great. I can hear you now.
Fantastic.
Well, there
you
go. You
have a nice voice.
It actually worked. I can't believe it.
You missed a 5-minute monologue. I've been going on like nonstop.
Yes, we missed the whole thing. I missed it. I don't know if the audience heard it.
I heard it. But then I was channeling him at the time.
Was that the channeling that Wynn did too?
That's correct. So it sounds like an amazing story. I want to know more about this Seth that I share a namesake with.
Yes. He's very wise. And there's a book called The Nature of Reality, and Jane Roberts channeled that. And actually, David Wilcock's mother was very much into Seth. And so when he was little, he was exposed to Seth. And David Wilcock, as you may know, is the one that is the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce and has been written about in the book The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce?
Well, I have something to confess.
Yes.
I've heard a lot of people mention Edgar Cayce, but I don't know who Edgar Cayce is.
Yes, Edgar Cayce was a very famous psychic that lived in the first part of the century. And he died around 1945. He had so many people, he would get mailbags of people asking him for readings. And he couldn't handle them all, but he would do 6 readings a day. And he might look at the mailbags and say, I would like to do the one that's halfway down in that mailbag. And he actually worked himself to death, because he did so many readings, but he could only do it when he was sleeping. People would ask him questions when he was asleep, and he would give the answers. And sometimes he would get a little mad because he would say, you know, people would come in, and instead of talking to him, would say, okay, well, you want to go to sleep now?
Oh, thank
you.
You
feel kind of left
thank
out.
Oh, that's fabulous. I appreciate that.
So Edgar Cayce was really, really psychic, and he could read people's minds.
He was a seer with incredible ability, basically. One of the foremost. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. And then he made some predictions that he would be back in a body in this world in Virginia Beach in about 1997. And then David Wilcock showed up in 1997 in Virginia Beach, and he went into the ARE, and everybody was looking at him and saying, you know, you look just like Edgar Cayce. And so
you know what? We're going to leave Edgar Cayce out of this for a bit.
Sure, go ahead.
We hear enough about Edgar Cayce from Wynn.
Okay. Okay,
I
ahead,
love you,
then.
Wynn, but Edgar, you stay out of it, buddy. He's talking to me right now, and he's got me. All right, sorry. Folks, you're tuned in to the Don and Wynn Show, and with us we have the lovely Terry Brown. And thank you once again for being here, Terry. That was my official break. Beep. You know, I actually get to have some fun when Wynn isn't here. Just a little. It's more fun when he is here. Because it's the Don and Wynn Show. But we miss him. He's flying somewhere.
Yes, he's flying back to Boston right now. He's on the plane right now.
So, what would you... Well, what would you say to a fella who has the name Seth? I mean, that's an unusual name, don't you think?
It is. I've only heard that name twice. Once with a fellow that came through, Dean Robertson, once with your employee.
Wow.
So, I'm wondering if his parents named him Seth for a certain reason.
You know, I don't know the true story behind that, but what I've been told is that my name was Teddy on my birth certificate, and then as soon as my father left the room, my mother scratched it out and wrote Seth.
I'll be darned. Was
your mother did? Wow. Bright lady. Wow.
So, in applying for the job, what made you take the job?
Well, my fiancé's mother had circled a classified ad, and she left it on our counter. I looked at it, and I was qualified. I knew a little bit about this, a little bit about that. It said personality a must. And I thought, well, I'll give it a shot. And so far, so good.
Yeah, did they have you on the shows, or did they have you with a technical background?
I'm running all the boards.
Yep, we said right on their brain surgeon. And he showed up, I'm telling you. He was wearing gloves.
Well, I think you're in the right place because you must, with a name like Seth.
Tell him, can you read him? Can you read him? Give him a reading that would... Because remember, again, Seth is a man who... He understands the heart. He truly does, I think. But I don't know. I mean, I'm just going to explain a little bit. He's a guy who... Show him. Show him. He needs to actually experience it on some level before he's going to even take any... I mean, he's got the most open mind you'll ever meet. That all he wants you to do is show him. That's it. So, fabulous guy. Can you give him a reading?
I don't normally give readings unless, directly like that. I haven't really...
I realize that. I know. But this is the Dawn and Wind Show, BBS Radio. Terry, can you give Seth a reading on the air?
Well, all I can say is I'll give...
Or try.
You, it's like... Seth is a person that likes to experience new things and is interested in learning, and he himself has his own direct guidance system that has guided him to you, which has exposed him and will expose him to avenues which he will be able to go into and learn more about. He has come through your ad at the right place at the right time to expand his dimensions and to be open and to grow. Does that sound right, Seth?
It does.
I'll hold the energies for you. And as we call in the protection and the connection of the highest forces in service to light, we ask for that protection. And we know that it will be given lovingly. And we thank you. I can hold your energy if you wish to do this. I truly can.
Seth, do you have any questions?
No. No, I'm content to experience life. With that, I don't feel the need to know, just to be.
It's peaceful. That's very good. Well, you've come to a place where there are many things to experience, and you can experience those with the openness of a child and bring joy to yourself through the music and through the work, and it will be a very good job for you. that's what I get right now.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So have you had any extraordinary readings lately?
Have I given any?
Sure.
Yes. There was one.
Because I told Seth just what you stated to him.
Pardon?
I think I told Seth pretty much that, didn't I?
Yeah.
The day after we, right? Or maybe the day of or the day after. About verbatim, maybe. Pretty close.
Pretty close.
Yeah. But I mean, give him a reading.
Pardon?
Give him a reading. You know,
that's
a reading, I've had readings that blow, that take the hairs out of my ear. That's pretty tough to do because I don't have any in my ear. But needless to say, you know, give him one of them. Can you, please.
Well, what I could do for you, I could tell you, like, some of the other readings I've given. However, at this point, that's as deep as I want to go reading.
Gotcha. Yes. So anything interesting you've learned in lately from the higher dimensional sources?
Yes. There was a channeling I did by myself this morning where the Elohim came through, and it was an answer to a question that was asked by someone that had read the questions and answers with the Elohim, which is available on the Higher Vision website, where the person had asked, as they move into a place where they are more their own natural self and they are eliminating from their consciousness in their effect on their own self, the consensus reality, which previously they may have thought was their own thoughts, but wasn't. It was more other people's thoughts and beliefs that were superimposed and overlaid on them. That as the question was, as they removed these overlays, what would be happening geometrically to their matrix? And the answer was that as they removed these influences, their matrix would become less amorphous and more crystalline, more coherent, more manageable, more them, and they would have more control over their life. They would have less extraneous chatter that was coming in and misdirecting them. So they could become more focused and more satisfied with their performance and their life and know their goals better. So that's what happened.
You're amazing. You're truly amazing because you just put into words something I haven't been able to pinpoint, and you just nailed it. Thank you. You're right.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. I mean, that's what I've been trying to put my finger on. And I was very, I mean, that's exactly the way you put it.
Yes. It is a beautiful thing to be able to work with the Elohim, and they really love working with us because it is so hard to be able to project into this dimension because we're so involved with everything we're doing in our everyday life and we don't notice them. You know, amazing thing happened with Wynn when we were in Ventura. He wanted a picture of himself for somebody that wanted to do an internet radio show with him. So I took his picture, and he didn't like his expression, so I took his picture again, and he didn't like it, so we called in the light. And then we took his picture again, and he still didn't like his expression, but his sweater was all pink, and it hadn't been pink in the other things. And pink is the color of love. And we just called in the love light all around them. So they're there for us. All we have to do is ask Feel the energy that's coming through right now, right here over the air. Feel that energy and ask whatever you need asked concerning it, and they will be here for us.
Yeah, I believe that. I think they prove that on levels that if you can't quite see the synchronicities and the feelings and all that they bring you, and all of these wonderful energies that are around you in motion, consistently and always in motion around you and quite aware. And I mean not to take notice of that. It's not really seeing the whole picture, because in truth there's so much around everybody that's working, especially those people that are on their path, like you said, that are working towards the betterment of all, that have so much guidance right now, so much energy behind them. They can do things that they never dreamed of just by wanting it to be so now. And it's not so much aligned with the secret, folks. I mean, yeah, it's a great basis. There's a lot more to it. But it's a great eye-opener for people. But there's a lot more to it. But again, it shows you that if this is now the new age. We're coming into a whole new age. It's been talked about and prophesized about by all cultures. I mean, every one of them. And if you just doubt the validity of that, check it out. So this new age has always been discussed as a bright, beautiful, sunshiny age.
Yes, there's things happening now. The solar system is.
You want to take a call, Terry? Sorry to interrupt.
Yes, go ahead.
Let's take the caller.
All right.
All right, caller, you're on the air.
Okay.
Who's this?
Doug.
This is my twin brother, Doug.
Yeah.
Doug.
How are you doing?
I'm excellent, but that's what the ladies tell me.
You know, I wanted to say a remark.
But thank you for asking.
You're welcome.
It's good to have you on here.
Hey, it's good to be here. I there are a few fantastic things occurred today, but I wanted to remark on Seth.
Yes?
You got a great voice.
Thank you.
You got a voice that's rich with light. Very open. It's almost like musical. It dances. I sense something really profoundly wonderful within your personality. It just comes through immediately. I got to tell you, I'm not a channel. Matter of fact, ironically, Seth, here I am. Today, I'm looking at the counter. I'm looking through all these books. And by the way, Seth, Jane Roberts' books, I've got them all. I've read them. Great books. If anybody wants to read Seth, it's some great reading. But outside, I was looking through those books, and then I just stopped, and I pull out this book, and it goes, Open to Channeling, How to Connect with Your Guides, by Sanaya Roman and Dwayne Packer. Because you got to imagine, I have my experiences, everybody has their experiences, but when you hear about people capable of channeling either their higher self and or some other spirit or a spirit guide, to me, I'd never witnessed that except once, and that was through you, Don. You remember when that occurred to you?
Yeah, it was a mind blower. I've never experienced it
since. And you've
since.
Never been able to repeat it. And
nope.
I still have my doubts.
I actually felt instantly as two beings.
Yeah.
But my own being was so small inside myself, and that this other being was massive. And it took over my body and started to talk, and I was aware of it. I could stop it at any time, but my whole throat, face, body, arms, and I'm just this little energy ball way out here, and I didn't let it stop.
I was
tuning in, and then I think it was so bizarre. Yeah,
Seth, I don't believe. Show me proof. Aliens, come on, put yourself in front of me. I'll buy you a cocktail. Right?
You want to play
a cocktail? I'm a big believer. And the funny thing is, Seth, back, Don knows this, about a year and a half ago in August, I had what people liken to near death. I call it a kundalini. It was awakening. I didn't, it wasn't something you asked for. I was stepping out of my shower, towel drying, and bingo, I felt like I became a supernova with super consciousness and super love.
See, now that's why our folks always said, if you're gonna do it in the shower.
Man, I was embarrassed after all. No, it was something that is that.
And a kundalini right there on the floor, other show in front of
everyone. It's impossible to describe. It's impossible to describe. It's just, it's like somebody.
It's your whole synaptic system and cellular structure firing off in an electrical way.
It could be, and you become hyper-conscious. Imagine becoming a vampire. If you can imagine what a vampire would be like, well, now think what that feeling would be like on brain power.
Yeah.
Now you become a vampire with that brain power, and that brain power you see, you hear, you think perfectly and acutely, and beyond that, you understand every emotion, time and space, feelings.
Yeah. Anything you want to know at the moment.
All of it all at once, and yet you can't put you can't put that into words. You just feel every emotion because you can't understand that you know everything. I mean, you do. You know it all, and it's just a feeling. You get washed over by a feeling of awe, gratefulness, wonder, love, everything all at once. So, Seth, believe me, even after I've experienced that, and by the way, it took me 6 months to get down from that. I was writing, yeah. I was on cloud nine, I was going everywhere, I could think super fast. It was just one of those things that occurred. But now, a year and a half later, you know, that comes back, you come down to reality, and you still say, come on, show me that alien. Hey, there's that channel.
You bet.
Right?
Yes.
So it's like a drug. Give me that drug, because that drug is you know, and it's hard to come back to it. Right?
Doug, I love you, man. I've missed you.
Now, I see
Mom, Dad, you hear that? I miss him. I truly do. I do.
And I don't believe in channeling. I do. I believe in channeling a higher being, but I never could equate to that. I saw it through Dawn one time, and We're twins. We used to kill each other when we were younger, right? I mean, beat the heck out of each other. So we know each other in ways that most people can't know another human being. And so when I say that my brother, through his eyes and through his being, channeled something and looked directly at me, I swear on everything that's holy, there was somebody else within him, because I can't. That just doesn't come from my brother. That's not Dawn.
No, it was so bizarre.
So it's possible, and now I'm reading, now I'd like to know, hey, come on, if that's possible for some people, it's possible
for
all people.
For me, and for all people,
so
right
on. So I've been praying for something like that for a year and a half. Maybe I've gotten more sensitive, maybe I've gotten more of a wondrous being in my heart, I'm capable of feeling more love to the outside world, but nobody's coming in my head going, knock, 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 I'm here, Doug.
That's because you don't need the distractions, like Terry was saying so aptly. Those distractions are unnecessary. You're already connected to your higher being, and the rest is extraneous.
If
and
you ask, it shall be given.
True enough.
I'm asking.
Well,
Terry?
As you ask, then feel the love light and feel the energy. Listen to some of the channelings. Go to higher vision and listen to some of the channelings and feel the love light coming through. And as it's coming through, then ask the love light.
Gosh, I don't know how much. I believe you've got to get into a sensitive state. Maybe there's a feeling of you got to feel really complete love for everything around you, and you finally reach that state of being, you're open to be a receptor to that form of communication. But bear in mind, I do, Terry, meditate. I meditate every night. That's the only thing I've asked for in a year and a half.
Yes.
To prove it to you.
To prove it to me.
Get inside my head, baby. That's what you're asking, right? Get inside my head.
Give it to me.
Right on.
Give me some outside, some voice.
You know, one day they'll prove it to you right out of the blue, and that's the bizarre part. But they won't do it twice, and you'll be left with more mysteries.
Here, let me read this book. It says, everybody can be a channel. Well?
I've read more books of OBEs and how to turn snot into gold. That I'm a genius. I'm a bloody freaking genius.
Well, you have to be careful, too, because there are other entities and things around which you might have been to. So whatever you channel, you have to be very...
Why do we always have to be so fearful all the time of something out there? Can it come get you? Beware, look out, whoa.
I don't want to have a fear of channeling.
Why do you want to have a fear of anything? I think it's often, Terry, those fears that people place, like an OBE. Hell, when I had my first OBE and somebody said, oh, you could get away on your cord, and if you get away from your bloody cord, you know, you'll drift off, something else take your body, and you're screwed.
Well,
you know what? I couldn't get over that for 18 months. So anything to do with anything fearful,
right on the button,
is
out of there. When I heard about it, same thing. Somebody said, well, if you go out there, there are evil things out there.
Look out.
When I was a boy, the first time I experienced an out-of-body experience, I was frightened.
Yeah.
Well, if you have the correct energy when you go out there, you won't run into the negative.
There's a negative energy unless somebody tells you there's something negative out
there. Yeah, why even teach a kid that there is even a boogeyman of any sort?
Yeah.
Well, what I'm indicating is if you when you get something coming through, it either resonates with you as truth or it doesn't resonate with you with truth. So just take what resonates and accept that, and the other take it as that it's not applicable to you at that time.
Yeah, maybe you got, Doug, I've thought about this.
Doug,
I actually thought about this question, and she's right. That's the answer I got. It said it was not applicable to you at this time. Fear doesn't need to be, and you passed that, but it is a learning tool.
Yeah, I get more afraid in my meditation.
But to perpetrate it in these new times, nah. I mean, fear's long gone. It's almost like the media.
Yeah,
they're like mainstream media, the dinosaur that's dying. Sorry, folks. PBS Radio, it's where it's at.
If you're meditated to the point where you feel like you're going to fractalize, yeah, there's some scary
It's what's in mind.
There, but I shouldn't be afraid of that. But because people have told me I should be fearful of something, perhaps, and there's a boogeyman under my bed. Just when you're a kid, if anybody didn't tell you there was a boogeyman under your bed, you wouldn't want to turn on the light when you go to sleep.
That's right.
Well, I don't think it's good to be fearful of anything, but just if you get something that doesn't resonate, then look for what does resonate and ignore the one that doesn't.
Well, when I don't even know, some other outside source has never come in through me outside of that experience I had. And that wasn't a being, that was a feeling. That was a totally different thing. So I don't want to go for the meditation on the feeling side. I want to go for the meditation on linking me to something outside that comes in that's not me per se, even though everything is me. I'd really like to see that sort of a link created. And I can't get it. Everybody says I see my spirit guides. Yeah, well, I've seen I've seen spirit guides kind of in a visionary sense. Go to sleep, imagine a being, and maybe that's your spirit guide. But nothing, no ghost appears, no apparition appears in the window.
Well, see, I had to explain to you.
How about the guy, Richard, or what is his, Gary Renard, who writes the book Disappearance of the Universe,
right,
where he actually has a being come to him and visit him once a year or once every few months so he can write a book. Well, can that happen for everybody?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
All you have to do is ask. I'm asking.
Right. Ding, 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 ring, 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 ring.
Yeah,
here, take my note and my mail, but hey, I'm asking.
I'm asking. I ask every day for a year
and a half. Everybody writes
these, how long do I got to ask?
Everybody writes these books. We can do it all. Well, let's do it all, baby.
That's really the thing. I mean, a lot of people will always have some sort of a question mark in them. I mean, I wonder if everything's getting faster and we're able to experience more, then why aren't these questions addressed quicker?
When I was a little kid, I used to talk to God a lot, and a lot of times, the majority of times, I didn't get any answer at all, but I just keep talking. And then when I connected with the Edgar Cayce book, then I was able to connect with the energy that was brought through. When I heard Daphne do a channeling, I was able to connect with the energy that she was bringing through. And it's like getting acquainted with that particular energy, and then I could bring it through myself.
Well,
it's good to have a guide. It's good to have, like, somebody... You think it's best if a person wanted to channel...
Has any prophet been right to date? Has any... When I get 10 channelings, 20 channelings, 20 readings, 20 psychic seers, mediums, whatever, all of them will give me a different answer.
That's true.
That's the facts.
Why is that?
And I know.
Why is that?
Now, why is that? Well, I don't know. Now, I feel it all. A lot of it is correct. I feel it, but...
Well, you feel
it's,
the universal
You know,
answer.
What does that mean?
Donald,
now, here's what I'm trying to get at.
You feel the universe... Like, there are basic things
to understand.
There are basic feeling understandings of how things work, like energy and how people are interrelated and how everything is one, the law of one. We get that. I don't need to ask those questions. All that makes sense to me. Makes sense to Don. Makes sense. And so maybe a guide doesn't need to come to me to tell me anything about the spirit world. But why don't they just...
Show me a spirit.
Face. Show me a face.
What are you looking for, a face?
Well,
I'm looking
for something I can slap.
I'm looking for something
that's going to really be there. In the physical, because they could do it, right?
Not my mind maybe playing tricks on me, because I'm in a hypersensitive state.
These guys don't have faces. When I interface with them, I don't get a face. I get an energy. And then
right, but have
energy.
You been able to verify one? Because Wynn, I know, Wynn's on the program, he talks a lot about the one time that he saw this headline in a newspaper that he predicted, and that's the one proof he has. And I learned a little bit about the story, and you could put the two together. But what I'm trying to ask is anything ever that's come out of any channeling or psychic information or channeled information of any form, anywhere, able to be verified in any way?
Well, one of the verifications that I saw was when we asked for the Elohim to come in and bring love and light to Wynn, and we took his picture before... We did call in the light, and we could see his sweater really clearly. It was all white. And then after we called in the light, he was surrounded with pink. And
right,
we couldn't even see his sweater.
Right. I've done pictures like that where I've been surrounded in absolute pink,
gold. But what if it's
gold,
just his energy? What if he's just...
What if he's giving off energy?
What if he's just coordinating with his own atomic structure and changing the spin rate on the atoms within his body, which changes the auric field, and it has nothing to do with anything around him?
Or any energy.
Well, something's changing. As you mentioned, something is changing the auric field and changing that. And then the question is, like, did Wynn just do it himself or did something come in? And when you're reading, many people can feel the energy that they couldn't feel before. And to me, they're telling me things that I don't know. For instance, one of the questions that was asked me was the six attunements of the dolphins and how will the six attunements of the dolphins affect my ascension process. And now, I didn't know the six attunements of the dolphins, and the information just shot in. Like the first one is the connection where the dolphins have the ability to use a frequency to transmute negativity into a positive thing. The second one, the ability to play. The third one, the ability to connect with family and to have a family situation within the biosphere. And they went one by one
through the
six things. And someone said, well, that's exactly what they teach us in dolphin school. I've never been to dolphin school. But one has to use their own judgment exactly to look at it. And what I do, I studied physics. And so I don't just take stuff as being true just out of the blue. It has to make sense to me.
Good for you. Thank you. Well said.
Yes.
Well said. Yeah, I mean, it's got to fit, the individual.
Right. It has to fit. It has to answer for them. It has to add to their well-being and their store of knowledge.
Let me ask you a question, Terry.
Yeah.
Everybody, like Donald says, well, Doug, maybe you're just, you don't need that, and therefore it's not coming to you. Is that a, do I have a choice in the matter?
I wouldn't call it a choice. What I would say that it's you have to get the right combination. Is if you're opening a lock and you if you're using the wrong combination, you're not going to get that lock open. And once you get the right combination, the right attention on the right energies, the right openness. There may be a block in the body that is blocking this up. One might be looking for faces or something solid in the physical, and this is not solid. One of the things that the Elohim said, it was beautiful. I was watching them, and they aren't like us. They're like fluids, like the sea.
You know you're right. See,
if I go to bed and I envision an imaginary being and I see a shape come to my imagination, I can say, that's concrete. That is my spirit guide. Is that what you're telling me? I should be able to go there and make that an understanding and just believe based on that, or a faith sort of a thing?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that it's like it's nothing imaginary that you make up. You should look for phenomena. You should actually look for phenomena that you can sense and perceive.
Doug, she is being correct, because everything we've talked about tonight, I truly have experienced on an incredible and an ongoing basis, except for really what happened between you and I, which was...
Which is what the only thing I ask that we re-experience.
Well, maybe we'll get to. Heck, I can't call it. I don't know.
I don't get it. I mean, I'd hit a kundalini.
I would have loved for you to ask a billion questions at that moment.
God, I would have.
Because, yeah, I wish you would have, and then we could have written it down and said, hey, you know, and you could have verified some things. I mean, I would have loved that.
Perhaps one of the things you could do would be to write down what you remember of it now. You aren't going to be able to repeat it exactly, because every time is created in a new moment of time. So you could bring in the energies and re-experience in a new unit of time, but not repeat exactly what happened. Just be there to grasp the remembrance of it, and then see if you can connect with energy with it.
You remember when I told you that Wynn had called me, Terry? He did it at night, and I was on, and I woke up, and he calls me on the phone, and I'm dead, you know, and he says, Don, and something, that same feeling hit me again that I experienced with my brother. Only this time it was twisted, because I was tired. And I didn't understand it, and it was overwhelming me to the point I was kind of getting a little freaky. So I told Wynn, I can't talk to you right now. Something else here wants to talk to you. And he says, well, what? And I said, no, I'm not playing this. I'm not going to do this. And, he asked a couple more times. I said, well, something wants to connect, and I just don't want to right now. And I hung up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And I've asked for it since, but I haven't.
Do you recommend any particular prayer or any book right now? Because I remember asking you this before, and you gave me a whole list of books to read. And by the way, I read them all.
My brother would have.
And now I'm looking for, what's the next book for me? Is there a guide in your mind that is telling you what I need next to go to the another level?
Tell him where he needs to go, Terry.
Well, there's a prayer that the Elohim did, which is, we are there for the asking. You have but to ask, and we will be there. We feel your need and can surround and support you at times during the day when our support is needed to carry you successfully through a daily task. I experienced that myself when I'm at work and I have to deal with a very
difficult
person.
Then let's do it now, because we do have to close off we all know and love the next show, and that's Dr. Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show. But since we do have to close, Can we call in the light and maybe give that a shot? Give him the light he needs?
Yes.
Doug, we're going to send you some light, baby.
Awesome, dude.
I love you.
Love you, too. See you in a few days.
You got it.
Seth, he's outstanding.
Outstanding in his field, man.
Outstanding. I love his phone voice. Sounds like he's going to fit right in. He's going to be a rich man.
Rich man. He's going to be rich. That's what I mean. Hey, you know, here's the beauty, folks. We're going to call in the light right now and experience some of what we've all been talking about. All right. And we'll leave that up to you, Terry. We've only got about a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
We ask just now for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person that is listening to this radio show. And Don and his brother and myself, we ask for the protection and the love of the higher forces and to be there for us when it is needed. Amen.
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 Terry, thank you.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome.
Beth, hey, we love you already over here in L.A.
Oh, thank you.
Doug, thank you.
Don, take care of yourself. Love you. See you soon. We'll speak later.
You got it.
Bye.
And folks, again, thank you for tuning in to the Don and Wynn Show. Seth, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Terry, thank you for being here.
You're welcome.
And folks, you know we thank you for being here because we love you. Stick around. We got an awesome show coming up for you next.
I love you. Ugh.